Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Samach Beis. We will begin with the last word on the top line, Matzar. We should first announce that this is not a Daf or a Mishnah in Masechta Klayim. The actual Gemara is not as difficult or as frightening as the pictures on this Daf would indicate. And B'siyata Dishmaya, we will go through this Gemara as clear as possible. There are a lot of pictures on both Amudim. There's a lot of different Girsois, and we will try to streamline so that the subject matter is given over in a clear fashion. We will also, instead of using north, south, east, west, in most cases, we will use, for clarity purposes, top, bottom, right, left. Let us begin with the first word, matzar. As this word indicates, this is a discussion of boundaries, where someone sold a field and there was ambiguity in the boundaries which he wrote into the shtar. So the first case that our Gemara discusses is Matzar loy meitzar echad oruch u'meitzar echad kotzer. He delineated one boundary long and one boundary short. And for this, we have an excellent picture here, the first one in the Rashbam, where we have the word kotzer on top, we have the word oruch at the bottom. The top is the east, the bottom is the west, the right is the south, and the left is north, and then again, we'll be using top, bottom, right, left. So what the case is here is that this person, the moicher, had a field that was adjoining other people's fields. On the bottom, where it says the word oruch, that was adjoining Reuven's field. Reuven's field took up the entire space from one side to the other where it says Oruch. That was the boundary that he did at the bottom. The boundary on top was divided in two parts. The right half on top was adjoining Shimon's property. The left part on top was adjoining Levi's property. However, on the top, he only delineated the boundary as that of Shimon. He did not mention Levi whatsoever. And now we have a question: exactly what did he have in mind when he was selling it to the Lekech? The Lekech, of course, wants to get the entire field. That's what he thinks that the Moicher sold him. However, the Moicher is saying that I sold you less than the entire field. That's why I didn't have on top an entire boundary. I only had a half. The Meforshim speak out that on the right side and on the left side, as is indicated in the picture, in fact, he did delineate an entire boundary on those fields that were adjacent on the right and the left sides. So what is the halacha here? Amar Rav, said Rav, Loikana ela keneged hakotzer. Rav's opinion is that we split the field down the middle, and he only receives that half of the field which was clearly delineated on all sides. In other words, on the bottom you had Reuven, on the top you had Shimon, on the right side you had that boundary also clearly delineated, and therefore he receives a half. Since on the top he did not indicate that Levi's field is a boundary adjacent to the field that he's selling to Lekeach. So Memela, Rav's opinion is that what he meant to say is that I'm leaving over something for myself. I'm leaving half of the field over to myself. The question arises, why, if so, did he put a long boundary at the bottom, the entire field that was adjacent to Reuven? Why didn't he just do half? So the Rashbam says that here we will apply the halacha that we learned in yesterday's shir, that of Rav Nachman, that meitzarim hirchiv loy. He added, he splurged on the boundary, he made it longer than he really wanted to sell, And his reason was, the Rashbam says, the Meitzer Sholem Hutzrich Lichtov Bishtar. Because the minig was in those days that they did not write a half of a Meitzer. He could have said, half of Reuven's field that's adjacent, that's what I'm selling you. I'm selling you the part of Reuven's field that is directly opposite on the other side, on the top of Shimon. That would have been clear. But since their minig was not to write a half of an adjacent boundary into the shtar, therefore, the only way that he could clearly delineate what he was selling was to say Reuven on the bottom. But he really didn't mean to sell him the whole field adjacent to Reuven. He only meant to sell him half. This is the Shita of Rav. It's the Shita of Rav in the beginning, because later, the way Rashbam and Tosfos learn, Rav is going to be moided that he was wrong. Why? Because there was a question asked to Rav from Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. Amrule Rav Kahana Rav Asi, L'Rav, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi said to Rav, V'yikne k'neged roish tor. Why does the Lekeach not acquire more than half of the field that you have given him, Rav? There should be a diagonal here. First of all, what is the exact meaning of the word roish tor? So here we have different pshat. And one pshat is that it comes from Shira Shirim. The pasuk says, Turei zov nasa loch im nekudas hakesef. This was a pointed triangular piece of jewelry. So it means a diagonal. We'll soon see where the diagonal goes, from what point to what point. Another pshat, the Mephoshim explain, is that it's tor comes like we had in Bava Kama. It's the Aramaic word for shore. So roish tor, the head of a shore, is wide on one side, and on the other side it gets narrow. The idea of both pshatim is that why don't we introduce a diagonal? In other words, what Rav Kahn and Rav Asi are saying to Rav is, when does Rav Nachman yesterday shir say that there's a concept of hirchav loy, that meitzorim hirchav loy, that he exaggerated on the size of the meitzar? That's only if there's something in the shtar that would indicate a suffix, and on that we're going to say that the lekeach has to prove that the moicher wasn't just exaggerating. But here we have a way of saying that the dimensions that the moicher gave were precise. We don't have to say that meitzorim hirchav loy. Why? Because we can say, make a diagonal. Make a roish tor. Where would you make the roish tor, the diagonal, from? You would make it from right at the point on top, under the word kotzer, in the picture, in the diagram of the Rashbam. And you would make a diagonal down to the bottom left corner. And now it makes sense why he made the boundaries that he did. He had a complete boundary on the left side, because he meant to say, I want to sell you property that is going to go right up to the top of my property. I'm also giving you the whole bottom of my property, which is adjacent to Reuven. I'm giving you the whole right side of my property that's adjacent to whoever owns that property. And then on top, I'm giving you half, which belongs to Shimon, which is adjacent to Shimon, but I'm not giving you the half that is adjacent to Levi. How does that work out? It works out if you make a diagonal from the end of Shimon's property under the word kotzer till the bottom left corner. So then all the dimensions that I gave you will be precise. I gave you the left one, even though I'm not giving you that piece of field, I'm not giving you that, but I meant to say with the left one that that's how far the diagonal from the bottom left corner will travel up to the end of my property till where Shimon's property ends. So that's why using this methodology of diagonal, I will have an understanding, a precise understanding, in every one of the boundaries that he gave. So there I won't say that Meitzorim Hirchav Loy. That is the question that Rav Kahana Rav Asi posed to Rav. And according to Rav Kahana Rav Asi, the lekeach will receive more than half. There'll still be a triangle that it belongs to the moicher, which he kept for himself, and that's why he didn't give him the demarcation of the line indicating Levi's, the beginning of Levi's property, because he kept a little piece to himself, but he only kept a triangle. He didn't keep half of the field, as Rav wants to say. The Gemara says, Shusik Rav. Rav kept quiet, which the Rishonim, the Rashbam and Tosfos both say, means that Rav was Moide. Now says the Gemara, Umoide Rav, as the Rashbam learns. Even in the Havamina of Rav, when Rav was saying that he should only get the Lekech a half, but in the following case, Rav is Moide. At the end, Rav is Moide in both cases. However, even in the beginning, Rav would never say his din of half a field in the following case. What's the case? Here again, there's different gersois. We're going to go the way we have it in the Gemara, and there's a simple way to explain this next case. Umoide Rav, heicha de'ikka, meitzar Reuven v'Shimon mechad gisa. Umeitzar Levi v'Yehuda mechad gisa. Let us take the same picture, the top picture of the Rashbam, and let us say that the case is as follows. Instead of having Reuven in the entire Oruch, where it says at the bottom, Oruch, instead of Reuven having his field on that entire length, we will divide that between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven will be on the right side, Shimon on the left side. The top will be Levi on the right side and Yehuda on the left side. So again, the bottom is not, like we had in the first case, Reuven alone. It's Reuven and Shimon. The top, the adjacent fields on top, is not like we had in the first case, Shimon and Levi. Here will be Levi and Yehuda. So it comes out that Reuven's field is the bottom right. Levi's field, in this case, is the top right. So Reuven is opposite Levi. And on the left side, you have Shimon, bottom left, and you have Yehuda, top left. So now, what happens if he wrote the following? In the bottom, he wrote Reuven and Shimon. In the top, he only wrote Levi, and he didn't write Yehuda. Now here, Rav will be moida that he gets a diagonal. Why? The Gemara explains. Mida havalei lemichtav. The Bach takes out the word lei. Mida havalei lemichtav. The Reuven keneged Levi. The Moicher could very easily have made a demarcation which would be clear. I'm only selling you half. Which half? I'm selling you the half of my field which is adjacent to Reuven at the bottom and Levi on the top. U de Shimon, the U over here is Oi, or I could have said, if I want, the Shimon keneged Yehuda. I could have sold you the half of the field of Shimon at the bottom left and Yehuda in the top left. In the first case where Rav at first held half, later on we learned that Rav's Moida to Rav Khan and Rav Asi, that he gets a diagonal. But even in the half a minute where Rav held half, why was that? Because Rav said, why did he make the bottom Reuven and the top only Shimon and not Levi in that case? It must be because he only wanted to give him half. Why did he write Reuven the whole bottom, the Oruch? Because he couldn't write half of Reuven. That was not the minig in those times to do such a thing. So he had to splurge on the bottom, even though he didn't mean to sell him any part of the left side. So that's why Rav thought in the beginning that he only gets the right half, as the diagram indicates. It's split down the middle, the lekeach gets the right half. But in the case that we just explained, he had a very pashut eitza. He didn't have to go into halves. He could have said, in the bottom you have Reuven, in the top you have Levi, or in the bottom you have Shimon, in the top you have Yehuda. And I'm selling you either the right half of the field or I'm selling you the left half of the field. And since V'loi Kosev Lei, he did not write that. What did he write? He wrote Reuven and Shimon at the bottom. He wrote Levi on the top, Shema Mino, Keneged Rosh Tur, Huda Amar Lei. So it must be that here Rav himself is Moida, from the outset, Rav was never mechulik in that case. So Rav is avada holds in that case that he, why did he specifically put Reuven and Shimon at the bottom and Levi on the top and he forgets all about Yehuda? The answer is because he's selling him a diagonal. He's selling him the whole half of the right side, but he's also selling him a diagonal from the bottom left to on, in that top picture where it says the word katzer. That diagonal he's also selling. Comes out, he's selling him three quarters of the field. And there Rav's Maida, because he had a pashut eitzah. He could have delineated it by, on the right hand, on the right side of the field, Reuven on the bottom, Levi on top. On the left side of the field, he could have said, Shimon on the bottom and Yehuda on the top. Either or, he could have done one of those two scenarios. And yet he chose to write Reuven and Shimon at the bottom and only Levi on the top. There he must be selling him a diagonal. The Shiloh where Rav first held different was when he wrote Reuven on the whole bottom and he wrote only Shimon on the top and not Levi. So there already Rav thought maybe it's only a half. And on that finally he was pointed to Rav Kana Rav Asi that even in that case we will say it's a diagonal. Continues the Gemara with another case. What happens if the following? Meitzar Reuven Mizrich Umariv. And here we're going to use the fourth picture on the Amud. Meitzar Reuven Mizrich Umariv. Umeitzar Shimon Safin Vidorim. So we're going to use the Gemara, since the Gemara used it, we're forced to use Mizrach Marav Tzof of the Darm. Well, but we'll just use it once, and then we're going to go into top, bottom, right, left, which is simpler. So the Mizrach is the top, the bottom is Marav, and the right side is Doraim, and the left side is Tzofon. So now, we will use top, bottom. Meitzar Reuven Mizrach Umariv means, as the picture indicates, that Reuven has a field on the top of, let's say the Moicher's name is Levi. Levi is selling it to Yehuda. So, Reuven has a field on top of Levi's field, and Reuven has a field at the bottom of Levi's field. Shimon has a field on the right side of Levi, and Shimon also has a field on the left side of Levi. That's the case. Meitzar Reuven Mizrach Umariv, top bottom, Umeitzar Shimon Safin Vidorim, and the Meitzar of Shimon is right and left. So now, if he, the Lekeach, wants to make sure that the Moicher is selling him a whole field and not a half a field, this is the Lashon that has to be written in the Shtar. Tzorach Lemichtiv Leh, Meitzar Reuven Ruchen Trei, Mitzad Reuven, Tzorach Lemichtiv Leh, Meitzar Reuven Ruchen Trei, Umeitzar Shimon Ruchen Trein. He has to write that I'm selling you a field where on two sides you are surrounded by Reuven's fields and on two sides you're surrounded by Shimon's fields. That would give him the entire area. However, says the Rashbam, let's say he wouldn't write that, but rather he would write, I'm selling you a field which is amongst Reuven and Shimon's fields. That wouldn't be clear, because that's what this diagonal in the middle of this fourth picture is, because then the Moicher could claim, I either sold you the top half of that diagonal, or I sold you the bottom half. And in each one, I'm mekayim what it says in the Shtar. I sold you a field, which has adjacent to it Reuven and Shimon's fields. There, if you look at the top half of this square, oh, on the top there's Reuven, on the side is Shimon. If you take the bottom half of the square, the bottom half of the diagonal, so on the left side you have Shimon, and on the bottom you have Reuven. So I could choose, the Moicher could choose, either I'll sell you the top diagonal, the top triangle, or I'll sell you the bottom triangle. I'm not forced to say that I sold you the whole field. So the only way the Lekeach could force the Moicher into him selling him the whole field is if he wrote that I sold you a field which on two sides has Reuven and two sides has Shimon. Then of course it means he sold him the whole square. The Rashbam says he could have really said something else, which is a Kolshchen would be good. If he would write that I sold you Reuven Mizrach Mariv, or in our Lashon, top bottom, and I sold you Shimon, Tzaf and Dorim, in our Lashon, right left. If he specifies Mizrach Marav, Tzaf and Dorim, said, or he's top bottom, right left, then again, that's even a better Lashon, says the Rashbam, than two sides and two sides. That's clear that from all sides, all directions, I sold you a field. If I would only give you half a field and retain the other half for myself, I wouldn't be Mekayim north, south, east, and west. I would only be Mekayim if I took the top triangle. I would be Mekayim if I took the top and the right, so that would be Mizrach and Dorim. It wouldn't be Tzafet and Maariv. So the only way so there's two ways that comes out, the Gemara's way and the Rashbam's way. Either I say two directions for Reuven and Shimon, or I specify Mizrach, Maariv, Tzaf, and Dorim, then that means I'm selling you the entire field. Iboy Eluda B'nai Yeshiva had the following three questions. Siyem loy esakronois mahu. What happens if in the shtar, Mechira, he marked, the Rashbam says Siyem is a Lashon Simon. He made a simon and he said, and for here we will use the black box X picture. I'm selling you a field which on the right side, top right is Reuven. Top left is Shimon. The bottom right is Levi and the bottom left is Yehuda. Now the problem is, why isn't this clear? Because between Reuven and Shimon there are a lot of other fields. Between Shimon and Yehuda, going from that side, the left side of the diagram, there are many people also have fields. Between Yehuda and Levi on the bottom, there are many people have fields. Between Levi and Reuven on the right side, there are many people have fields. And I only gave as a simon demarcation these four points. So what exactly what I was selling here? I could say that I was selling the whole field, and I was just giving you the corners, and everybody understands that I mean to fill in the corners. Yes, you could say that, or perhaps I was selling you a field which is like the white. That's what I sold you. The black parts I retained for myself. The white part, yes, it's a furrow. I'm selling you a telem, a furrow, and this furrow will have to be able to have 9 kubin of seeds in it, because that's the minimum that what we call a field is only if it has tisha kabin of zera that you could plant in it. Good. In this X, I could plant tisha kabin. And that's all I sold you. I sold you a field from point A, Reuven, down to point B, Yehuda, and I sold you a field from point C, Shimon, down to point D, Levi. That's all I sold you. Maybe. That's the first Shiloh. What happens, Kimin Gammahu? The Rashbam explains that these three Shilohs are Be'im Timtzolaymer. In other words, if you're going to tell me the case of the corners, the Kronois, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda at the corners, I really meant to sell you the whole field, then the Gemara wouldn't have the next Shiloh. Then, of course, by the Gam and by the third Shah, Sirugin, that for sure he would sell them the whole square. The Gemara is going Im Timtzolaymer. Imtim Tzolaymer in the case of the Kronos. All I sold you was the white X in that picture at the bottom of the Omer here. So what is the din if I did more than the corners? If I did Kimin Gam Mahu. Now what's Gam? The Rashbam explains it's Ois Yevonis. It's a Greek letter. V'dayme L'chaf. It's like a Chaf. It's actually like a inverted Chaf flipped over. But the idea is it's like a right angle. So what happens if I didn't just make points, 4 points on the corners, but rather like this picture which is to the left of the X, the picture to the left. So in the upper right corner of that picture, I have, what I did was I showed that I'm selling you a piece of karka which is on the top right. Then it goes in the shape, the way we have the picture, it's like a resh. It's like a resh shape, that's what I'm selling you on that top right. And on the bottom left, I'm selling you like, the picture appears like an L. That's what I'm selling you. So here already, I'm fleshing out the corners. In Timtzolaymer by the corners. I only meant to sell you the corners, an X, but what's the din by when you have like a resh or an L? So do I say that since I began to flesh it out, what I really meant to do was to sell you the whole field. I meant to say, these are the demarcations of the entire field. I just didn't complete the boundaries from all sides. Or perhaps I only meant to sell you that those lines that are connecting the resh with the L in that picture, that's the only amount that I wanted to sell to you. And as the Rashbam explains on Amud Beis, there people were noyig to have a corridor, so to speak, of a telem, of a furrow, between another person's two fields. So maybe I was selling you like a corridor. And that's what I was, the demarcation of the resh, or what the Gemara calls the gum, which is the inverted chaf, that's what I was showing you on the upper right, and that's what I was showing you on the bottom left. But I wasn't selling you the whole field. The rest of the field I was keeping for myself. Second Shiloh. And now we turn to Samach Beis Amud Beis. B'sirugin mahu. What about sirugin? Now, sirugin means, again, Im Tim Tzoloimer, that in the second question of gum, I was only selling you a corridor, I was not selling you the entire field, then what's the misirugin? If I was selling you by the gum, that case, I was selling you the whole field, then in the next case, sirugin, the Gemara wouldn't have a shiloh. But Im Tim Tzoloimer was only a corridor and not the whole field, what about if you do sirugin? Now, what is sirugin? Now here we have a picture of in the Rashbam, the first picture, which is an excellent picture. There's only one problem that I believe that there's a clear mistake in this picture. The mistake is at the bottom, Yisachar and Zvulun. If we flip Yisachar and Zvulun, then the picture is accurate. In other words, let's go counterclockwise in this picture. What he did was, in this case, a person had a field, and around the field there were eight neighbors. On the top, in the Mizrach side, there was Reuven and Shimon. On the left side, which is the Tzofen side, there was Levi and Yehuda. On the bottom, the Marv side, we're going to flip, there was Yisachar and Zvulun. And on the right side, the Doron side, there was Yosef and Binyamin. Now, what this person did in the Shtar, he said, I'm selling you a field where your neighboring field on the top is Reuven. He forgot about Shimon. On the left side, your neighbor is Levi. He forgot about Yehuda. On the bottom, the way we inverted it, your neighbor is Yisachar, and he forgot about Zvulun. And on your right side, your neighbor is Yosef, and he forgot about Binyamin. That's Pshat B'Sirugin that he alternated. He jumped over one triangle, and then he went to the other one. So now the shaila is, what was he selling? Was he selling the whole field? He just felt that he doesn't have to, if he writes Reuven, everybody will understand. He writes Reuven and Levi, everybody understands that he's including Shimon as well. If he writes Levi and Yisachar, everybody understands that he's including Yehuda as well. So he didn't bother to write Reuven and Shimon, Levi and Yehuda. It's self-understood. Or do we say no? He meant exactly what he wrote in the Shtar. He meant only that triangle of Reuven. That's why it has here the word Kana. He did not mean Shimon, that's Loi Kana. He meant Levi is Kana. He did not mean Yehuda is Loi Kana. And now we have to flip. That's why there's a mistake here. He meant Yisachar Kana, not Zvulun Loi Kana. And then he meant Yosef Kana. He did not mean Binyamin is Loi Kana. So it will come out that you have sort of an X. If you shade in all the areas where it says Kana, that's the fields that he sold to the Lekeach. And the rest of the fields, where it says Lekana, he kept for himself. Mao, what's the din by Sarugit? If you say that by gum, it's not considered that he sold him the whole field, what do you do by Sarugit? Now, the Rashbam explains that what the Gemara means to say is the following. That Bish Loima by gum, that was the derech, as we explained before, to make a corridor. Between my fields, I have a corridor where somebody else has a field. That was the derech. But no one had a derech to sell this kind of triangles on each side of his field. Nobody had such a derech. Elamai, says the Rashbam, it's Raglayim Ledover, that what did he mean? He meant to say, fill in the whole field. I'm not just selling you these triangles, alternate triangles. I'm selling you, in fact, the whole field. That's the Shah of the Gemara. Mahu, the Gemara says, Teku. On all these three Shalas, Tishbi, Yitaretz, Kushri, Rabbois, Eliyo Anavi, we await his coming that he should answer what the halach is in these cases. Lamais, the Rush says, since it's a suffix, so the Baal Hashtar, like we had in yesterday's Shir, Yodei al Tachtoina, Hamoitz Mechavel Varaya, he would have to prove that in fact the Moicher was selling him the whole field. Otherwise, if he had no other proof that the Moicher was selling him the whole field, the Moicher would keep those areas which were not clearly sold to the Loikeach. Now comes another case. Motzar Loi Meitzer Rishon, Umeitzer Sheni, Umeitzer Shlishi, but Umeitzer Revi Loi Motzar Loi. He gave him who the adjacent neighbors were on all three sides, but on the fourth side he did not. The Rashbam says that this is a case where he gave him a demarcation of a ches. However, since on this Amud we have a picture like a yud, excuse me, like a u, or like we say like a shin without the middle, I think it's a swarty shin in the Sefer Torah without the middle arm of the shin. That picture, we'll refer to it as a u instead of a ches, but it's the same idea. So what's the idea on the bottom? On the left, on the right, he said clearly who the adjacent fields are. On the top, he did not. So let's see the Gemara inside. Motzar loy meitzer rishon, meitzer sheni, meitzer shlishi. He did all sides of the U, but umeitzer revi loy motzar loy. The top, he didn't tell him who's the neighbor on top. Amar Rav. So what's the idea? Why didn't he already say the top also? Amar Rav. Kanakol, Dulekech is Kaina the whole field. We're gonna have three shitas in what the halacha is here. Rav, Shmuel, and Ravasi. Rav says, Kanakol, Dulekech is Kaina the whole field. Chutz, Mimetzer Revi. Except on the top, on the fourth, boundary, which he didn't say, what it was. What he meant to do is he wanted to be Meshayer, leave over for himself the top. How much do you leave over? You leave over a telem. You leave over a furrow. The Moicher wanted to retain one furrow for himself where he could plant, like we mentioned before, Tisha Kabin of Zera. That's a acreage that is chashiv to leave over. That's what he was leaving over. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. Afila Meitzer Revi. He's also koina, even the fourth Meitzer. He's koina koil. The Rashbam explains that he didn't bother. He said, I did the three sides. Everybody knows that I, of course, I'm selling him a field. Everybody understands that I'm selling the top as well. I don't have to, Rashbam says, Mishum Deloit Tzorach. He doesn't have to write it. That's the Sheet of Shmuel, that Lekech gets everything, even that Telem, on the fourth side. V'Rav Asi Omar, Loikana, Ela Telem Echor Apnei Kula. Rav Asi holds that the Moicher retains the whole field, and all the Lekeach gets is one furrow adjacent to the three boundaries that he delineated in the Shtar. What's the logic of Rav Asi? Savala Karav. On the one hand, he holds like Rav, the Amar Shiuri Shire, that he did leave, the Moicher did leave over something. So Rav holds he left over a furrow on the fourth side. However, on that point, Rav Asi disagrees. You're right, Rav, that by not marking off the fourth boundary, he was indicating that he's leaving over something to himself. But, umidim ishayir b'meitzer, shayir nami, the Bach puts in, b'kulo sada. Not only, like Rav says, that he was leaving over one furrow, what he meant to indicate is that I'm leaving over the whole field for myself. I am selling you something, the Lekech, yes. You know what I'm selling you? I'm selling you the three boundaries. What does that mean? It means I'm selling you a furrow along each of the three boundaries, along the sides of the U. Everything else except the furrow along the U boundaries, everything else, I am retaining for myself. So he holds like Rav, but Rav only gave the Moicher a retention of a telem on the top, and he says no, he's retaining the whole field. The only thing he's giving the Lekech is the adjacent furrow to the three boundaries that he clarified in the Shtar. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, here's the halacha, Kona Koil, Chutz Mimetz Revi. He's kind of everything except the fourth boundary where he gives the furrow to the Moicher. The Lekech's kind of everything. The Ritva explains why didn't Rava just say Hilchasa Karav? We have three sheetahs. Who's Rava saying like Rav? The answer, says the Ritva, because as we'll soon see, that Rava restrains the heter of Rav. Rav was really benefiting the Moicher by giving him at least one telem. And Rav is going to say that heter, giving the one telem on the top to the Moicher for his retention, I'm going to restrain that heter. And that's why he didn't say that halacha like Rav. Rav is not necessarily maskim to what Rav now is going to make certain conditions. V'loya moran. We don't give this telem to the Moicher, Ella, Dulay Mivla. That's only if the top telem was not included in the boundaries. We'll soon explain. Avo Mivla, but if it's included in the boundaries, Kana, then the Lekeach is even kind of that telem. Here we have those two pictures on the last two pictures in the Rashbam here. One says Muvla and one says Loy Muvla. So what it means is, when I gave my three boundaries, I told you the fields on three sides, but I did not tell you what about the fourth side. I didn't say anything. So now I get a telem. You know when I get a telem? That's only if my field extends beyond the end of the three boundaries. And as in the picture that we have is a U. If you go beyond the U, my field still extends beyond the U. So if I didn't give you the fourth boundary, and my field goes beyond the edges of the U, so that top rectangle that we have in the picture, the one that's marked Loy Muvla, that remains with the Moicher. But what happens if my field ends at the same level as the end of the U? Then we don't give you that telem. Then we say that we fill in the imaginary line from the ends of the two points of the U, and we say that you actually sold the whole field to Lekeach. The Lekeach gets even that rectangle on top as well. So according to Rava, and this is an interesting thing, although Rav starts out being makel, like for the sake of the Moicher, that the Moicher retains one telem on top, now Rava is going to turn Rav into a chumrah. And he's going to say the only time we paskin like Rav is only if it's loy muvla. But if it's muvla, then the halach is like Shmuel, that the lekeach gets everything. He gets even that telem. So loy amor and el de loy mivla, avo mivla kana, then the lekeach gets even that telem. And now we have another condition. V'chi loy mivla nami loy amor. And when do I say, when it's not contained within the boundaries, the ends of the U, when do I say that it goes to the Moicher? When it's loy mivla, that's also conditional. We only say the ikra ole richva de dikla. That's only if there's a hedge of palms there. Vihave tisha kabin. Vih is oi. Or you were able, as we mentioned a few times in the shir, to plant there nine kabim of zera. So then it's considered a makam choshev. So in other words, if you have these two factors on the benefit of the Moicher, then it goes to the Moicher. What are the two factors? A, it's not nivla into the field that I sold you within the U. It's beyond the parameters of the U. Plus, it's a makam choshev, because it has a hedge of date trees. It has a place where you can plant tisha kabin. If it has those two conditions, then it goes to the Moicher. But if any of those two conditions are missing, if you only have one of those two conditions, then it'll remain with the loikeach. Avalek ola rikva de dikla. But if there is no hedge of palms, v'loy havi tisha kabin, and there is no tisha kabin, you can't plant the tisha kabin, kana, then the loikeach is kaina michlal. We can deduce from this, the chimuvla, if it is muvla, afa gavdiik ola rikva de dikla, v'havi tisha kabin, kana, if it's muvla, even though it's a makam chashev, one factor to the benefit of the moicher is not enough. It has the fact that it's a makom chashuv would be a swara that he didn't sell this makom chashuv. He retained the makom chashuv. But we say one is not enough. And as this is where Rava turns Rav into a chumra. Rav starts out being makel and saying that it belongs to the moicher, but Rava puts two conditions into it. And if any of those two conditions are missing, it winds up with the lekeach. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that if it's muvla, but there is on it rikva de dikla. So now you have one factor, which is for the benefit of the moicher. It's a chash of a place. So you might think it goes to the moicher. Rava says no. The fact that it's muvla, it's within the parameters of the field that he bought. It's within the U, not beyond the U. So memela, the moicher doesn't have enough. He doesn't have what it takes to retain it. It goes to the lekeya. That's the first way that this is brought down. Ikki de Amri, some learned it different. Instead of starting out by Rav and going lechumra, we start out by Shmuel and we go to opposite. Ikri Amri, Amar Rava, Hilchase, Kana HaKoyel, Vafilu Mitzad Revi. We paskin like Shmuel, that you're kind of everything, even the fourth side. Like Shmuel said. However, now there's two conditions. Veloya Amor and El Demivla. When do we say that the lekeach is kind of everything, even the fourth side? That's only if it's mivla. If it is within the parameters of the U, avoloi mivla loy kani. But if it's beyond the parameters, then the lekeach is not kind of. And then there's a second condition, v'chi mivla nami loy amorin. And even if it is within the U, we also don't say it. Elo deleko le richva de dikla. There is no hedge of palms. Ve loyhavi tishakabin. Or there's also no tishakabin. Aval ikka ola richva de dikla. But if there is a hedge of palms, vehavi tishakabin, or there is a place to plant nine kabin of zera, then loy kana, then the lekeach is not kaina. Michlal, we can deduce from this, the chiloy muvla. If it is beyond the parameters of the tops of the U. The afal gav deleka ola richva de dikla, even though it's not a makom chashuv, it doesn't have a hedge of palms. Veloy avi tishakabin. You cannot plant tishakabin. So all this makes it not a makom chashuv. So that is something that really the lekeach should benefit from. Maybe it is included in what he bought. The din is no, if there's only one mila for the lekeach. But one chesorin, because geographically, it's beyond the top of the U. So then the halach is loikani. So it comes out, and this will be nageh to the next little piece of Gemara. It comes out, an ironic thing, that according to Rav, he started out being makel for the moicher. But Rav said that we're only makel for the moicher if you have two conditions, which are it's not mavla and it's a makom chashuv. But if there's only one of those two conditions, then it goes to the lekeach. And then the Ikkad Amri say the opposite. We start out being makel on the lekeach side. Shmuel says that lekeach gets everything. He gets even the top furrow as well. But then Rava says there's two conditions. You need two conditions for that. You have to go to the extreme. It has to be muvla, and it's not a makom chashuv. There is no hedge of palms. There is no tisha kabin. Both things have to be there to the advantage of the lekeach. But if there's only one advantage to lekeach and one disadvantage, then it's retained by the moicher. So now the next piece of Gemara, the Ritfor explains, was written down not as part of the Gemara. It's like a sikum. It's a summary of everything we learned in this case on this Amud. And it was not written by the Gemara by Rav Ashi, but rather it was written by Rav Yudoi Goin. And he received a Kabbalah in this from Rav Shrira Goyen. And as we're going to see, there's a special halacha here which goes against regular psak. And here are the halachas that Rav Yudoi Goyen took out of this entire omit. Shamina mitarvayu. We learned from both lashonis that we had, the first lashon and the ikka di amri, mitarvayu lishni de Rava, from the two lashonis of Rava. We learned the first in the besada loy shayar v'loy midi. By Asada, the Moicher did not retain anything means we don't paskin like Ravasi. We don't say like the third Shita. No one talked about the third Shita, Ravasi. We either started with Rav or we started with Shmuel. Ravasi's off the map, meaning we don't believe in Ravasi that the Moicher really retained the whole field for himself, except he gave the Lekeach a furrow around the edges of the U, next to those three boundaries. We don't paskin like Ravasi. That's out. Number second halacha, Shamin and Nami, we learn also, the Hecha, the Mivla, the Leka, Olea, Richva, the Dikla, the Loi Haviti Shekabin Kana. We learn also that if there are 2 milas for the Lekeach, it's Muvla within the boundaries, and there is no palm hedge, and there is no place of Tisha Kabin. It's not a Makam Chashur. So there's 2 advantages on the behalf of the Lekeach. Then everyone is moide, the first lashon, the second lashon, kana. That's clear. What about if there are 2 advantages for the moicher? Loi mivla, it's not within the boundaries of the U. Ve'ikka ola richva de dikla, and it has a hedge of palms, or v'havik tes kabin, or there is 9 kabin where you can plant a area where 9 kabin of zera could be planted. So these are 2 advantages for the moicher. Then everyone's moida, both lushoinus are moida, that loikon, loikeach is not koina, it's retained by the moicher. This area, the rest of the field, Rav and Shmuel don't have any machlaikas, goes to loikeach. All we're focusing on here is that furrow on top. So if there are 2 milas for the moicher, which are, it's not muvla, it's not within the boundaries, it's beyond the boundary. His field stretches beyond the ends of the U. Plus, it's a makam chashuv, so then everybody agrees that the lekeach is not kind of that furrow. And however, what happens if you have 1 mila and 1 chasorn? Mivla, which location-wise is a mila for the lekeach, but ve'ikola, it's a makam chashuv, which is a mila for the moicher, because he didn't sell the makam chashuv, we can say. Or, loy mivla, it's beyond the parameters of the edges of the U. His field sticks out beyond. That location is a mila for the moicher. He probably retained it. But ve'lekola, there is no hedge of palms. There is no Tisher Kabin of Zera. So that's a mila for the Lekeach. It's not a Makam Chashur. So where you have 1 advantage and 1 disadvantage, so Itmer Lo Lahai Gisa v'Itmer Lo Lahai Gisa. That itself is enough gemina between the 2 Lashonis, because as we explained before, according to the first Lashon, it's only retained the furrow to the Moicher if you have both milas for the moicher, that it's loy muvla and it's a makam chashuv. But if you only have 1 mila, then it goes to the lekeach. However, according to the second lashon, we start out as Shmuel's psak, that the lekeach gets the whole field, but then Rava changes it around and says, but that's only if there's 2 milas for the lekeach. It is muvla and it's not a makam chashuv. Nothing is growing there. There's no tisha kabin, there's no hedge of palms. If you don't have both milas for the lekeach, you only have 1 mila and 1 chasorin, then according to the Ikkad Yamri, then it goes, it's retained by the moicher. So by when there's 1 mila and 1 chasorin, Rav, who starts out being mekel for the moicher, winds up that it goes to the lekeach. And the Ikkad Yamri that's on the side of Shmuel, who is on the side of the lekeach, but if there's only 1 mila and 1 chasorin, then it winds up on the side of the moicher. So memela in that, the Gemara is saying is there will be a machlokes. And what's the final psak halacha says? Rav Yudoi Goin, as a messiah from Rav Shrira Goin, who the Goinim, and this was a messiah from the Rabbanan Savaroi, who came right after the Gemara, down to the Goinim, down to Rav Shrira Goin, a messiah down to Rav Yudoi Goin. The din is, shud the dinai. The shoot of the dinah, the simple understanding of the words is it's the throw of the dayanim. It's the call of the dayanim. There's, normally says the Rashbam, that if the person is a muchzik, the moicher is a muchzik in the karka, and there's some shal and halacha, we don't know what a pasuk like, the first lashon or the ikkari yam, we should say, I'm oitzim kaver al varaya. However, here there was a mesoira that, for some reason, that here was a mesoira that we do shoot at the dining. It's the call of the dayanim. Machloikis Rashbam here, and Tosis before and daf lamed, hey, in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam says, shoot at the dining means the dayanim can do. These dayanim mumchen, they can do whatever they feel like doing. It's up to them. However, the Rashbam says, no, they have to search for the truth. They have to determine, the dayanim have to determine what kind of person is this moicher. Does he sell with an eye in the yofes? Is he generous? Is he benevolent? Or he's very tight, a tzoras ayin, an ayin raw. They have to determine what the real truth is here. And there's a further machloikis, rishayim, and the Gra speaks about a chosh mishpat, sim, and reisha, tesif, kot, and gimel, whether that machloikis of the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam will apply in our sugya. The Rush says that it doesn't apply, that even the Rabbeinu Tam will be more adhered to the Rashbam, that the Dayanim have to figure out what the Moicher was doing. Was he selling that extra furrow on top, or was he retaining it for himself? Is he generous, or is he not generous? They'll have to search for the truth. They can't do, like the Rabbeinu Tam says, whatever they want. What's the Svara? That this Halacha should be different than anywhere else where we have the Halacha of Shuta D'Dayni. So the Mefarshim explained, because here, as the Rashbam says, really it should be a din of a Moitz Mechavel of Araya. It's only that we have a Kabbalah from the Rabbanim Savaroi down to Rav Shri Regard, down to Rav Yudoi Goin, that here we don't say a Moitz Mechavel of Araya. We say Shuta D'Dayni. So the Rush wants to say that could be here that Rabbeinu Tam is also Moida to the Rashbam, that they just can't do what they want, but rather, if we're not going to say, where really we should give it to the Muchzik, so then at least we have to be Moida, Rabbeinu Tam be Moida to Rashbam, that at least we have to search for the truth. And that is the final halacha in this Shaila, on this Amud, of Shuda D'Dayni.